We're now up to the last part of Siman Gimel. Let's begin with a review of everything we've seen in Siman Gimel up until this point. Siman Gimel began with the halacha that today we don't tell the malachim to wait for us outside the washroom. The second halacha was that one should not uncover himself before he has to when using the washroom. The third was dealing with one who's having difficulty in using the washroom. The fourth was telling us not to uncover anything that one doesn't have to in the washroom, even when you use it. The fifth, sixth, and seventh halachas were dealing with the directions, if you remember, in dealing with the fact that the Shechina is in the west, the Shechina is in Maariv. Mizrach is Keneged Maariv, and therefore we don't face one of those directions unless there's some kind of wall. We also saw the halacha of which way the bed should face, and the halacha dealing with Yerushalayim, where one is in a place where they could possibly see the Makom HaMikdash. Then we got back to the general halachas, and that is that one has to make sure that he is not seen, is not considered sanua when relieving himself. Halacha test was that one should not sit down forcefully, because that is unhealthy. The tenth halacha was telling us the halacha of using your left hand to wipe yourself, except that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned not the middle finger, because we wrap our tefillin around that. Halacha Yud Aleph was dealing with what one uses in the days where people were out in the fields and there was a real threat of kshafim, of kishuf. They were not supposed to use anything that fired, anything flammable, because the kshafim could rule over them. The 12th halacha is the halacha that by night the halachas of tznias don't change. And then the 13th halacha, which is that one should make sure not to splash on himself when passing water, so that one does not think that he's got some kind of physical blemish, in which case his children could not physically be his. Which brings us now to the halacha, the Sif Yudalid, and Tesvav, which are dealing with a halacha, a sugi in the Gemara. The halacha is that one is not supposed to touch the aver at any time when using the washroom. So the halacha is as follows. If you're dealing with someone who is not married or is married and his wife is either not tahor or not in town, so the halacha is that he is not supposed to touch the aver except for the outer tip of it. The lashon that it says here is min ha'ama me'atara ulamata. Me'atara ulamata. Lamata means outside, going away from the body. So that only that's where it's permissible, and it's permissible only when using the washroom. In the case of someone who is married, the halacha is he could touch it any part of the aver when using the washroom, just to scratch, it says, is aser. And there's a midas chasidus. Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a midas chasidus of even someone who is married not touching the aver itself, once again, except for the very tip of it. That is permissible. Now, with regard to any other time, someone wants to scratch, so it says, Mishnah Berurah brings down an opinion that if it is through some a thick garment, that is permissible, but there are those who say that we do not know just how thick a garment is to be, how thick a piece of cloth is to be, a washcloth, for example, so that we don't really know what it is that is permissible. Aside from that, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was called Kadosh. He says that because his hand never went beneath his navel. There's a machlokus showing him exactly how to translate that. But based on that, it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah is holding that the halacha is that one does not even scratch his hair there, whereas one could comb it. Using a comb, that everyone would agree is the equivalent of a thick garment, and that would be permissible. So those are those two sifim. Then comes sif yud zayin, excuse me, sif tes vav, and that is if one has to raise the aver while using the washroom, so the halachi is that he is allowed to push it up through the beitzim rather than touching the aver itself. Sif Tezayin was what we just said, that even someone who is married should not just scratch. He's only allowed to touch it for the sake of using the washroom. And then Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin says, Hamashen Nekovav. If someone has to use the washroom but doesn't go, He doesn't because, say, he's too busy. Over mishum bal teshaktsu. He is over on the isur of bal teshaktsu is nafshu seichem. Do not do something that's disgusting. Now, there is no clear description here in the Mishnah Brura of whether we're dealing with an isur daraisa or an isur darabanan. The Mishnah Brura does refer us to the Prima Gadim, who says that that Kavod HaBrius, for example, the washroom that's available is something that you find is repulsive. And you want to wait until you find something that's cleaner. You find that it just goes against you. For the sake of Kavod HaBrius, for the sake of self-respect, or for some reason you're in a situation where walking out would be highly embarrassing, there it would be permissible. The Mishnah Brura does not say why. However, the lashon that he uses is borrowed from the Prima Gadim whom he is quoting. And he says there, Ha'isur bal teshaktsu nidche mipnei kvod habrias. Kvod habrias pushes it aside, which is generally the way we would phrase the concept that kvod habrias is docha and isur derabanan. We understand that the Rabbanan did not make their isurim when they interfered with human dignity. So the rule is, Kavod HaBrius is docha and isur derabanan. The Mishnah Brura is quoting the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim actually says, Bal teshaktsu is a derabanan, and as a result of it, Kavod HaBrius is docha. The Mishnah Brura did not go that far, although he does sound like it. So I think it's important to point out, the concept of Bal teshaktsu, of not doing something disgusting, may very well be an isur daraisa according to everybody. It is just that. It is difficult for us to say that if the reason why one is not using the washroom is because he finds the one available disgusting, that he is breaking the isur of bal teshaktsu, don't do something disgusting. Who is to say that using a disgusting washroom is less disgusting than holding oneself back for a while? So that in terms of the daraisa, it may very well be that he is breaking nothing. However, the Rabbanan clearly phrased restraining oneself as in violation of Bal Teshaktsu. That is a Rabbanan. In other words, the Rabbanan made a general rule that restraining yourself from using the washroom is included in Bal Teshaktsu. And there one doesn't stop and think, well, is what I'm doing really disgusting? Is it not disgusting? The Rabbanan, it is a Rabbanan form of this particular mitzvah. For that we say, Kavod HaBrius is docha that Rabbanan. There you have to come on to the fact that the Rabbanan did not make their halachas when they interfered with Kavod HaBrius. So once again, the halacha is that one is not to restrain himself. When he has to use the washroom, he should make sure to find one and use it right away. Whereas, if what's available is something that he finds difficult to use, it just goes against him, or for some reason it is highly embarrassing for him to leave at this point, the halacha is that he may wait until he finds a more opportune moment when it will not interfere with Kavod HaBrius. With regard to passing water, the halacha there is that there is an Isser of Bal Teshaktsu. Not only is there an Isser of Bal Teshaktsu, there's another law that the Mishnah Brura brings down, which is not to make oneself sterile. Lo yevachem okar, lo yevacho okar. The halacha there is that it is considered really dangerous, so much so that the Mishnah Brura previously mentioned that here one should not worry about Kavod HaBrius, meaning even if it is highly embarrassing, he should go and pass water if he has to, and if necessary, even in a way where it'll be visible to others. Today, generally speaking, washrooms are readily available and there should be no need for it. But if one is in a place where there isn't and there is no choice, rather than restraining himself when he really has to pass water, he is to use it, although other people may possibly see. The other halacha that the Mishnah Brura brings down here is the halacha of being careful to clean oneself well after using the washroom, after relieving himself. Because the halacha is that one is not to speak Torah, one is not to daven until he is perfectly clean. The details of this halacha will actually be discussed later, but the Mishnah Brura already brings it up now, and he even mentions that it is a good idea for one to use water in cleansing himself to make sure that he really has gotten himself clean. So we have just finished Simen Gimel. We're done now with the halachas of Beis HaKiseh. Once again, some other halachas that are related to it come up later. So now let's perhaps do a quick chazara of everything we've done until now, a quick one though. Simen Aleph began with the Mechaber's halacha of waking up the morning, getting up before daybreak. The Mishnah Berurah then got into the halachas of washing your hands in the morning, which we're actually going to see in a lot more detail in the next Simen when we get into the halachas in Tilas Yadayim. He also mentioned the Shlo about it being a good thing to connect the day and night with Torah. The Ramah brought the Rambam from Mor Nevuchim Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, walking around with a constant state of awareness of Hashem's presence. The Bir Halacha brought the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios. Anochi, the fact that there is creator and sustainer, Hashem runs the world. Lo Yelacha and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Lo Yelacha was the negative commandment, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the positive commandment, that there is nobody else, there is no other source. Then we have the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem, the desire to come close to Hashem because you recognize the infinite wisdom, especially in His Torah. And Yiras Hashem, where you understand that there are consequences to your actions. And finally, Lo Sasuru, whereby don't distract yourself by either considering anything that would be considered apikursis, or getting involved in Gashmias for the sake of Gashmias, physical pleasures as an end rather than a means. The Ramah then went into this idea of not being embarrassed of performing mitzvahs when there are people around you that wish to scorn you. And the other side of that was when the people around you are into mitzvahs themselves, then don't necessarily be open with everything that you're fulfilling. It is between you and Hashem, and there's no reason why you have to let everybody see. The Mishnah Berurah also brought up the issue where you should not get into fights with people all the time. The midah of chutzpah, of azuz, is not a very good thing. On the other hand, he did mention in the Bir Halacha that when you have to fight for Jewish values against apikorsim, you really have to stand up for Jewish values. The next halacha was where the Mechaber told us about the opportune times to get up and be mischanan to Hashem, the times of the changing of the guard of the malachim up in heaven. But later the Mishnah Berurah brought in the name of the Mekubalim that Chatzos was a more opportune time, which brought us to the next halacha, that every Yirei Shemayim should really be pained and worried about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And here's where he went into the halacha of Chatzos. And he also brought the Shalah of saying Al Naros Bovel before benching at every meal, and on Shabbos and Yontif we say Shir Hamalas instead. Tov ma tachanunim b'chavana meharbe shalo b'chavana. Anything that is not Ikar Adin, that is just tachanunim and extras, one is better off minimizing for the sake of having more kavana. Then we saw the halachas of Tov, the good things to say, which included, number one, the Akedah, Schosavis, and remember the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak Avinu. The second thing is the Parsha of the Man for Bitachon. The third is the Aseres Adibris from Maimon Har Sinai, which the Ramah mentioned should not be said in public, and the Mishnah Berurah said that you should not say together with other brachas. The Mechaber then said that it is good to say the Parshias of the Karbanis. He mentioned the Parshias of Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, and Osham. The Mishnah Berurah added to that the Parsha of Toda. Then the Mechaber told us that you should say these parashiyas by day only. Mishnah Berurah said that you can, in time of need, you can even say these parashiyas by night. The Mechaber went into the Yehi Ratzon that some say after Ola, Mincha, and Shlamim. He omitted them in Chatas and Asham. Mishnah Berurah said that if one thinks he may be Chayiv one, he could say it with a Lashon of Tanai, that if I'm really Chayiv a Chatas or Asham, it should be as if I did actually bring it. Then the Mechaber brings that there are no Hagim, and this is our Minag, to say the Parsha of the Kiyor, to say the Parsha of the Trumas Adeshen, the Korban Tomid, and then the Mizbeach HaKtoris and the Parshas HaKtoris. Now, previously, the Mechaber mentioned that it was a good thing to say the Pasuk of V'Shochat Oso, and the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that our minig is to say V'Shochat Oso together with the Korban Tomid. Sif Beis with a halachis of getting dressed in the morning, you should make sure that if you're not clothed when you're sleeping, that you get dressed under the covers, and there we got the rule. You are not to say that just because no one's looking, I can appear any way I want to. The way I would want others to think I appear, that's the way I should be, even when I am alone. We had other halachas with regard to getting dressed. You should make sure that you don't put things on inside out. In the case of a Talmud Chacham, he will actually go and change if he did put something on inside out. The halacha that you're not supposed to walk with your head up high, derech gaiva, you should not walk around with your head uncovered, and we saw that part of that was minhag. The Taz said that they may also have a halacha of v'chukosehem, because today, or at least in the days of the Taz, it was considered the respectable way for non-Jews to appear is to remove the hat. They come into a public place, they will remove the hat. So it may be that to cover one's head will be a Jewish thing, to show that for us it's the other way around. You come into a public place, you actually cover your head. And the Mishnah Berurah added to that that we also cover the heads of even small children based on the Gemara. And then the halacha that you should see to it, that you cover yourself all the time and make sure that unless it's a place where people don't wear shoes, that you cover your feet all of the time. In fact, you spend all the money you can and maybe sell your belongings in order to make sure that you have shoes. And also, before we daven, first thing in the morning, you make sure that you don't have to use the washroom. And if you do, you try.